Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, June the 2nd, 2022. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today on Live Talk, we are discussing basic good prices, with most Zimbabweans saying they are increasingly getting out of reach for the majority of citizens. And also with retailers having adopted different foreign currency exchange rates.
And for the past few weeks, prices of basic commodities have been skyrocketing amid concerns that this is influenced by parallel market exchange rates and profiteering to cushion consumers from price shocks occasioned by geopolitical developments in Europe and local speculative behavior, according to the state media.
Yes, PJ, we are saying according to state media, because some economists argue that Zimbabwe has to improve the economic situation. But Zimbabwe is saying this is happening worldwide. Of course, we've seen that in many countries, this is also happening. But some are saying because our currency is already weak, we get to get this atmosphere. For example, while the official US to Zimbabwe dollar rate is at US 1 is to 308.5, some supermarkets have reportedly pegged their prices using rates of between 1 to 400 or 450. In the past, shoppers could just walk into any shop and buy groceries, as there were hardly any price differences from one shop to another. But we hear now the situation has changed due to pegging of prices using black market rates. And members of the public have expressed concern over the ever-increasing prices of these goods, saying there is need for government to intervene.
And as it is, Sandegile, the Zimbabwe School Examination Council, ZINSEC, has also announced November 2022 US dollar pegged examination fees, with the government maintaining the 55% of candidates writing examinations in public, mission and council-owned schools, while those at private schools will pay the full cost. Candidates will, however, pay their fees at the prevailing official exchange rate, which is 308 this week, but that might change next week because it is changing on a weekly basis as of July 22 this year. In a statement last night, ZIMSEC made it clear that no payment in US dollars should be accepted by schools or center heads. And the ZIMSEC spokesperson, Ms. Nick Lamini, confirmed the new fees structure, saying, quote, "The Zimbabwe School Examination Council would like to inform its valued stakeholders of the gazetted examination registration fees for the November 2022 examinations, and the government will be subsidizing examination fees by 55% for in public schools, local authority schools, and not-for-profit mission schools."
Yes, hopefully that subsidizing helps, PJ. We saw that even on prices, government one stage it was subsidized, but consumers and shopkeepers were saying they don't see how the government is subsidized of minimum and so forth. They didn't toe the line. And on prices of basic goods, we saw the government saying it recently suspending the duty on basic commodities, which include cooking oil, sugar, and maize meal. And when we are talking of school, it's worrying because even teachers want their salaries increased, and because they are saying the salaries are remaining stagnant, not just for teachers, while their price hikes. So this creates an imbalance, and while those fees may go up, hopefully there will be teachers in schools to teach these children, because we see that sometimes they say they don't have money to go to school to teach. So this is quite the problem. Yebo-ke PJ, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje, sicubungula udaba lwentengo yempahla, yona elokhu ikhuphuka mihla ngamalanga. Siyabona njalo ukuthi sikhuluma kanje, kumaviki ambalwa edluleyo, intengo yempahla ikhwela mihla ngamalanga nsuku zonke. Kuqala abantu esesikhulume labo babe sithi kwake kuhlale nje iviki kumbe amabili kumbe inyanga kodwa kathesi uyathusuka kusasa ufice sokukhwelile njalo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi abaningi bathi lokhu ngabe kusenziwa ngalabo abatshintsha imali yakwamanye amazwe phandle lapha ukuthi bagcina besebenzisa isisindo esiphezulu, besebenzisa i-exchange rate ephezulu okwenza labo abathengisa impahla labo begcine besenza khonoko. Ukuthi bathi imali le ingaka ngedola yemelika. Ngakho yena nxa usubuya le yakho ke bond note kumbe eZimbabwe kumbe RTGS sokumele ibe phezulu ngoba isizama ukufica yena leyo dola yemelika okuthiwa ukuze uthenge nje eyodwa kumele ube idola eyodwa iyabilingana le 300 ayifiki. Ngakho lokho kuba nzima ke ebantwini abavele belomholo ophansi. Njalo asikho lokuthi iyo yodwa leyo imali eficakala njalo. Kwezinye indawo uyayifica vele eyodwa ithengwa nge 400 to 450. Okwenza abaningi bengenelisi ukuthenga okudingakalayo ezindlini lapha. Make nge-cooking oil, amafutha okuphekisa, sikhuluma ngechukela, sikhuluma ngempuphu, intengo yempahla liyaqansa. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi uyaphathisa ngoba nanko phela uthi wathi akusabhadathelo nxa kungeniswa amafutha okupheka lechukela lempuphu emngceleni yamazwe. Wakhipha-ke singathi ijudi ukwenzela ukuthi wanika le mvumo kwalabo abafuna ukuyathenga ukuthi beye kuthenga lokho. Njalo isizo impahla zesitolo kuphela ezikhuphukayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kukhuphuka lama-school fees, imbadalo yesikole ikhuphukile. Uhulumende-ke wethule umbiko esithi sokwenzakele lokho. Njalo abanye-ke bayakhathazeka ngokuthi kuphezulu imbadalo leyi ingani ikhangelwa ngokuthi ingaba yimalini ngedola yemelika, abantu bona bese bebhadala malini. Yikho ke lapho kule ngxabangxoza khona, abantu bathi thina singezelelwanga umholo kodwa nangu imbadalo yama-school fees yona iyakhwela. Yikho ke lokhu ke esikucubungulayo lamhla kuhlelo lwethu oluphathelane labesifazana. Sikhangela ukuthi kambe bona abesifazana bathi njengoba abantwana bekhangele bona ukuthi kuphekwe endlini, kubhadalwa ama-school fees, kwenziwe konke. Ye, labo baba banceda kodwa isikhathi esiningi njengoba besitsha besifazana, umntwana ubuye ekhala kumama ukuthi ulambile. Umama ngoyobonayo laphana ukuthi aphekeni. Phela bathi ayisikho kodwa lokhu, le mthelo yamagesi, amanzi, konke kuyabe kukhuphukile endlini. Yikho-ke siyabe sikucubungula lokhu. Silabahlonitshwa bethu lapha. Omunye umhlonitshwa esilaye esizaqala esizakhuluma laye ngenkosazana Memories Ncube. Yena ke isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa, uyabe khuluma ezimele kodwa ubunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa elwela amalungelo oluntu khona ngale South Africa. Izizalwane seZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi lanxa ehlala ke kwele South Africa, yibo ke abeZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa iningi labo ababambe imizi eminingi emakhaya lapho ngokuthumela impahla. Labo bathi khona ngale impahla intengo yempahla isikhuphukile kodwa kufani lokweZimbabwe. Ngakho lokho beqhubeka lanxa kulobunzima. Hayi, okuningi ke siza kuzwa ngaye ke umhlonitsha wethu labanye abahlonitsha esizakhuluma labo. Ye, ingqobe isikuwe PJ.
Ongo, tinokugashirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, chirongwa chakanangana nekukurukura zvinobata madzimai. Nhasi unouyu muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai. Tiri kutarisa kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu zvinoshandiswa mazuva ose, zvakadai semafuta ekubikisa, zvakadai sechingwa, mukaka. Zviri kuomera kunyanya-nyanya madzimai. Saka tiri kutoedza kuziya nyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwemitengo kuitira kuti tinge tichibairane semadzimai kuti tione kuti munhukadzi angararama sei. Zvinhu zviri kunyanya kuomesesa nemhaka yekuti mutengo wemafuta pasi rose wakakwira nehondo iyoyi iri kuitika pamwe kuukraine nepamwewo zvekare nekusabatwa zvakanaka kwemitemo kana kuti zvisungo zvinofambisa zvakanaka upfumi hwenyika, ungava upfumi hwenyika, zvingava zvimwe zvisungo zvakangodaro-daro, zvikuru sei panyaya yemari. Iko zvino izvi mari, mitengo yezvinhu muzvitoro iri kungotariswa ne-US dollar, nekuti uremu hweZimbabwe dollar hwadere. Saizvozvi, pamusika wekutenga dhora rekuAmerica kubhangi guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe iri pa$308.50 padhora rimwe chete rekuAmerica. Ende isvondo rino chete, mutengo uyu uri kuramba uchishanduka vhiki nevhiki. Vhiki rinouya izvezvi pamwe inoitenge yatodarika ipapa. Nekuti svondo rapfuura iro yakanga itori pa-$299. Svondo rino iri yakwira ikaenda pa-$308. Kwozotiwo kumusika mutema avo vanoita munzira muchivande, dhora rekuAmerica iko zvino riri kutengwa pakati pe-$450 dhora rimwe chete kana kuti $480. Pamwe pacho pamwe unotoritenga ne-$500. Zvinhu zvakaomera madzimai izvozvo kuti anga uchichengetedza mari, uchikwanisawo zvekare kubhadharira zvese zvinodiwa paupenyu hwemhuri yekuti inge ichirarama. Izvozvo zvekare zvawedzerwa nekuti pane makakatanwa pakati pemabhizimusi nehuri iri kuramba ichiti ngakushandiswe dhora remuZimbabwe, nemabhizimusi vachiti ngakushandiswe dhora rekuAmerica nekuti zvinhu zvese zviri pamutengo wedhora rekuAmerica. Izvozvo zvekare padaidzirwa kunzi bazi rebandiko reZimbabwe School Examination Council rinoona nezvemaexams ratodaidzira kuti izvo mafees emaexams muna November akatoiswa nedhora rekuAmerica. Izvozvi zviri kunzi avo vachange vachinyora grade 7 vanofanirwa kubhadhara $30 makumi matatu emadhora ekuAmerica. Kana kuti asi mari iyi inenge ichibhadharwa zvayo mudhora reZimbabwe. Iro racho riri kuramba ichikwira ichifamba ichiderera uremu hwayo kana rakananganiswa neUS. Pozotiwo veordinary level mafom 4 vanenge vachibhadhara US$11 pasubject imwe chete. Hurumende ichange ichipa subsidy ye-$24 pasubject imwe chete. Ukatarisawo zvekare kuma-A level, mamission schools, mapublic schools nemalocal authorities eaya zvikoro zvekanzuru, vana vanenge vachibhadhariswa US$22 pasubject imwe chete, uyewo hurumende ichibhadhara US$26. Asi avo vekuzvikoro zviririra zvega anova maprivate schools vanenge vachibhadhara yese yakadaro. Sei tikatakatisa pama-A level, mwana anenge achibhadhara $48 pasubject imwe chete. Pafom 4 ndizvo inoti $11 nesubsidy ye-$24 yehurumende, saka zvinobva zvapa iri $35 pasubject imwe chete. Saka zvicharembera vakawanda. Ndizvo zvatiri kukura nezvazvo nhasi unoyu, kuti madzimai choita sei kuti zvinge zvichireruka mbijana. Uyewo takatarisa kuti vanhu vari kugunun'una kuti mari dzacho dzatinotambira kune yavo vanoshanda hadzifambirane nemafees iwaya ari kutaurwaya saizvozvi kubhadharira mafom 4 vari kunyora mazama, vari kubhadharira mafom 6 vari kunyora mazama, kana vari kubhadharira magrade 7 vari kunyora mazama. Ndizvo zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo nhasi unouyu. Tine munyarikani wedu mai Chenai Mutambasere, vanovawo nyanzvi inoongorora nezveupfumi ichiongororawo zvekare nezvebudiriro yenyika nemadzimai. Saka vachange vachitipowo mazano avo, vari kuti ivo vakamboshanyira kuZimbabwe mazuva apfuura, izvezvi chando chasvika zvakaomera mudzimai. Saka ivo vanogara bari ku United Kingdom ku UK saka vachange vachitibaira zvano.
Mai chenai mutambasere, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi chemadzimai. Apo tinokurukura nenyaya dzakanangana nemadzimai. Nhasi unowu tinoda kunge tichitarisa matambudziko ari kusangana nemadzimai kuZimbabwe. Mitengo yezvinhu iri kungokwira mazuva nezuva. Tozotarisawo zvekare huremu hwedhora remuZimbabwe kana richienzaniswa nedhora rekuAmerica riri kuramba richiderera huremu hwaro. Izvezvizvi panotone maexchange rates akati wandei rekubhenki, rekuRBZ nerepamusika mutema. Muri kuzvionawo sei? Muri kunzwawo kuti vanhukadzi vakatarisana nematambudziko akadini kuZimbabwe?
Nemaite hine kundisedza kuti titaure zvirimu zvakakosha kudai pamusoro penyika yeZimbabwe. Zvinhu zviri kuitika iko zvino tinoona kuti zvinova zvinhu zvinosimbira mukaZimbabwe, nekuti tinoziva kuti kuZimbabwe hati tinoti mushamukadzi. Mukadzi ndiye anenge achiona zvitengwa zviriko, achitengesawo mbokrosawo bhodha kudzoka kudii kuti chii kuti mhuri iwane raramo. Asi pazvane iko zvino
takatarisa izvezvi hurumende iri kuti ngapashandiswe dhora remuZimbabwe, asiwo zvekare kana vachidaidzira dzimwe mimwe mitengo yakadai saizvozvi varebazi rinoona nezvemaexams rezimusake rakatoburisa mari inofanirwa kunge ichibhadharirwa vari kuita grade 7 vari kunyora maexams nedhora, asi vanhu vachizongobhadhara zvavo neuremu hwakanangana nedhora, hungava pamusika mutema kana pamusika wekuRBZ. Munozvionawo seizvi?
Iko zvino tiri kuona kuti avo vanotarisa nezveupfumi munyika vari kuda kutonga nenharo kwete kutonga nenjere. Kana vachitonga nenharo, ndinotaura kuti tokuramba tichitaurirwa kuti isusu rambai muchishandisa mari yemuZimbabwe, asi tichiziva kuti mari chaiyo chaiyo iri kudeedzerwa, iri kushandiswa pazvinhu zvakawanda, imari yeAmerican dollar. Izvi zvinoita kuti mari yemuZimbabwe irambe ichidzikira muvalu yayo, asi pakudzikira kwayo iri kuderedza zvakare nemari yeAmerican dollar riri kushandiswa muZimbabwe. Ukafamba kune dzimwe nyika kunyange uri kuAmerica ukanotarisa zvitengwa zvinobuda pa1 American dollars wodzokera kuZimbabwe unotarisa zvitengwa zvinobuda pa1 American dollars, unoona kuti mutengo weAmerican dollar iri kuZimbabwe wava kutodzikira kupinda mutengo weAmerican dollar mune dzimwe nyika. Izvi zvinoitwa nekuti patiri kuramba tichishedzera kuti ngatishandisei ZimDollar tichishandisa mari ine huremu hwakanyanyodzikisisa sterling, inobva yadhonza kukosha kwayo kuchidzikira, kukosha kwayo kuchidzikira kuramba kwaita futi kuti American dollar yemuZimbabwe kukosha kwayo kudzikirewo. So naizvozvo tinoona kuti mitengo inoramba ichikwira, mitengo ichikwira, mari ichiita shoma. Avavo vezimusei kana takatarisa zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe aya tinoti value chain inova iyo kugadzirwa kwezvinhu muZimbabwe, hatina muZimbabwe value chain inotanga ichigumira muZimbabwe. Kuti tigadzire chikunyange chiri chii kana chii zvacho chinogadzirwa muZimbabwe chinotodeedzera kuti dai tanowana chimwe chinhu kubva kunze kwenyika. Patinobva tadaro tinobva tanzi tofanira kutitsvaga mari iyoyo yeAmerican dollars kana kuti mari yekune dzimwe nyika. Izvi ndo zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvakawanda muZimbabwe zvichiedzerwe nemari yemaAmerican dollars, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachitengesa kunyange chiri chii chavari kutengesa kana kuti maexam pepa iwayo kuti avepo panenge pakatoshandiswa chii maAmerican dollars. Ndosaka ende imwe nhau iri kunetsa futi muZimbabwe inyaya yekuti nekuda kweinflation nekuda kwekuteredzera kwevalue yemari yemuZimbabwe, kuti tichiramba tichitaura nezvemari yemuZimbabwe yatinoziva kuti nhasi kana chinhu changa chiri 1000 RTGS mangwana chinenge chava 5000 RTGS, nekuda kweinflation. Saka zviite kuti maprice anenge achishedzerwa achazobhadharwa muna December, achazobhadharwa muna September, achedzerwe nemari yanhasi yeRTGS. Nekuti mari iyi ichazodzikisisa. Tinoona iko zvino kuti inflation yacho iri kuchedzerwa yava kuma 700%. Saka mari iyi ichazodzikisa zvekuti 1000 RTGS yataitaura nhasi tichazoona muna September kuti hapana chaichakwanisa kutenga. Chinhu ichocho chaimbonzi chava 1000 RTGS chinenge chava kuma 7000 kana kuma 10000 RTGS.
Looking at the prices, Ms. Chennai, in Zimbabwe, how would you advise a Zimbabwean woman right now to survive in such a situation which is just going crazy?
Right now, my advice is do not try to avoid keeping, especially the Zimbabwean currency, money on your person. Try as much as possible to convert it into any asset. It could be a basic asset, non-perishable, like cooking oil, soap, anything like this, because these things will increase in price. Whether if their value in US dollar or their value in Zim dollar, the prices will go up. So I would advise you to think ahead. Think about what you will need tomorrow that you can pay for today. That way you will minimize the impact on yourself of the increased inflation.
Toenda kushona. Munga mazano ripi ramunga pa madzimai ari muZimbabwe ari kurarama munguva yakaoma kudai.
Ndinenge ndichisarisira kuti dai madzimai takwanisa kuti patinenge tabata mari, mari iyi toishandisa kutenga chingava chitengwa chatingada isusu ramangwana, chingava chitengwa chatingafunga kuti tinogona kuzotengesera munhu ramangwana. Nekuti mari makagara makaibata iri hard cash, iyi mari iri kuramba ichiderera nevalue. Mari yawakabata nhasi mangwana inotenga zvishoma pane zvayaikwanisa kutenga nhasi. Naizvozvo ndinoti ngatikwanisei kutione kuti chii chatingashandisa kutenga kuda tinogona kuzochitengesa mangwana, kana kuti isusu wacho tinogona kuzochishandisa mangwana.
Kutenga zvakawanda.
Apa ndiri kutaura kuti kutenga zvakawanda zvinenge zvichienderanawo nehomwe yako, zvinenge zvichirevawo kuti chinhu ichi uri kuchitenga nekuti wewe unoziva kuti uchazochidawo mangwana, kana kuti unoziva kuti ramangwana pamwe unogona kuzochitengesa. Nekuti ndinotaura izvi nekuti mari nhasi zvainokwanisa kutenga, kana kunge wakabata $5 kana kuti wakabata 5,000 bonds, ramangwana mari iyoyo ichange ichitenga zvishoma pane zvayaikwanisa kutenga nhasi.
Ichokwadi ichocho. Zvino takatarisa kuti zvingaitwe sei kuti unge uchibhadharira maexam fees izvezvi, kana kuti mafees emuna September temu yechitatu izvezvi, mari ichine huremu huri nani? Ringava zano rakanaka here iko zvino?
Hongu, kana uchinge wawana mari inokwana kuti ubhadhare maexam fees kana kuti ubhadhare even maschool fees, ndinoti dai wazviita iko zvino. Kana kuti kana uchikwanisa kutenga, kana uchiwana iwewe uchibhadharwa nemari yemuZimbabwe uchikwanisa kutenga maUS dollars, zviri nani kuti umatenge nhasi nekuti kuzomatenga mangwana anenge ava kuti.
Saka zviri nani kuti unge uchitotenga uchitounganidza pashoma pashoma kusvikira nguva yacho yedeadline.
Ndizvozvo, dai zvaibvira avo vanotorawo mari dzemaexam fees, dai vaitendedza kuti dai vanhu vatotanga kuchibhadhara, even kana vanhu vachibhadhara vachitambichana mbichana kusvika nguva yacho yakwana, ndinoona kuti zvichabetsera vabereki vazhinji.
I think that advice would work well with a plan when the schools come up with a plan with parents. Don't you think so?
I agree. Where we are heading, I am deeply concerned that by the time we get to September, a lot of children will not be able to afford the school. Therefore, it would be prudent for schools and parents or guardians to come together to try and arrange payment plans now so that they can try and undermine the the disaster that we see coming ahead of us in come September in the third term.
With the impact of COVID-19 and winter is just approaching, or we are now headed there, it just started, I think, mid-May. Do you think it's also going to impact on the prices, on the fees, and everything else?
Yes, I mean, I was recently in Zimbabwe, and I can say that for sure. You know, the winter nights are definitely there now. Really, we're seeing a lot of changes with the climate because of climate change, you know. So, yes, the impact is great. Because, as we know, the winter demands more expenses, whether it is medical bills. There is a flu, a very bad flu virus going around in Zimbabwe right now as we are speaking. A lot of people may not even necessarily be testing for COVID-19, because, as you know, in Zimbabwe, you have to pay for the tests, and many people cannot afford. These tests are charged for in US dollars. So you find that a lot of people are just kind of carrying on. You know, I know there's a flu. I myself had a flu, a really bad one, when I was in Zimbabwe. So, and the costs that come with that, you know, whether it's you're buying over-the-counter medicine, these things will go up in price, because obviously they are being imported from elsewhere. And also, you know, you need more in terms of trying to keep everybody warm, because the winter nights in Zimbabwe are definitely getting colder, much colder than when we were growing up in Zimbabwe. So there's a huge expense already on the family just because it's winter. And then that is then compounded by the fact that we have this virus still happening amongst us. People will be incurring hospital bills, will be incurring medicine bills. And also, you know, the idea in Zimbabwe, we have free movement, but, you know, people, the world hasn't quite properly adjusted from the days of the lockdowns, etc., etc. So there are a lot of things that are generally making things very difficult and increasing the economic pressures and the financial pressures on families.
Mm-hmm. Takatarisawo madzimai vakatarisa vana, vakatarisa mhuri, naiyo COVID iri kuramba, denda iri reCOVID iri kuramba richitenderera, kwete muZimbabwe chete asi pasi rose. Muri kuonawo kuti madzimai vari kuzvigashira sei?
Zvinenge zvichingova zvinhu zvakaoma, zvinooma paviri, pakuti iwewe sewe uri webreadwinner, ndiwe uri kubuda uchinotengesa, uchiwana zvitengwa, uchiwana mari yekudzosa kumba. Iwewe wacho ukarwara. Tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe tagara tine problem yema non-communicable diseases, nyaya zeBP, nyaya zediabetes, zvinova zvirwere zvingadai zviri controlled. But nenhau yekuti hatina health system yedu haina kumira zvakanaka, nenyaya yeupfumi hwenyika husina kukwana, hausi kukwana kuti vanhu vange vachionekwa kunyanya nyaya dzema non-communicable diseases. So mudzimai unenge uri parisk pakuti iwewe ndiwe uri kubuda uri kunotenga uchidii, uchifamba kana uchitengesa kana uchishanda, ndiwe unogona kusangana nechirwere ichi. Kana uchinge warwara, zvochireva kuti hauchakwanisi kushanda mashandiro aunenge uchimboita mamwe mazuva. Zvinhu zvinombomira, kana zvinhu zvamira, zvinorevawo kuti mari inomira. Naizvozvo unozonobatwa nayo problem iyoyo zvakare, kana mwana, kana mumwe wemhuri, angava murume kana anyone else wamunogara naye akarwarawo, uchazengezvewa kufamba uchitsvaga mushonga, uchitsvaga mari yemushonga, aka kamwe wanga usingashandi nekuti wewe wacho wanga uchirwara. So tiri kuona kuti inguva yakaoma, inguva inogozhesesa, inotigozhera semadzimai kunyanya. Because at the moment hurongwa huri muZimbabwe ndehwekuti kushanda maoko, handiti unenge uchitofambira kana uchiwana zvitengwa zvaunotengesa uchidii uchidii. You can't afford kuti nhasi handisi kushanda nekuti ndarwara, ukangodarowo mari inomira kuuya. So zvinhu zvachona zvinova zvinhu zvakaoma chaizvo, zvakaoma mudzimba, zvakaomera madzimai kunyanya avo ivo vanenge vakamirira kuti ndo vachazenge vachiuya nemari mudzimba.
Zano ramungapa mudzimai ari kuZimbabwe iko zvino kuti ashinge uye azvidzivirire iye pachezvake, nekuti iye akarwara mhuri yese yaparara.
Ipapo ndingataura zvandinombonzwa avo vari kuhealth vachitaura vanotaura ivo kuti kana uchinge uri pamapirisi ako eblood pressure iwewe ona kuti mapirisi iwayo wagara uinawo. Ehe, ndinoziva kuti mari dzinoiva unenge uchiti mari iyi pane kuti ndinotsvaga mapirisi regai ndiitire mwana ichi kana ichi, asi kana iwewe ukasavapo upenyu hwemwana uyu hunotoita wese. So zviri nani kuti uzvitungamidze iwe pamberi woona kuti kana ari mapirisi eblood pressure, kana kuri kunochekwa kuti yava papi, kana ari mapirisi ediabetes nekunochekwa nekudini, wazviendera pamberi, wazviita priority kuona kuti iwewe semunhu akabata musha utano hwako huri pari nani.
Zvekare kune mamwe ekunotariswa gore negore akadai sekudzivirira cancer, cervical cancer nezvimwewo zvakadaro, mungavabaira zani?
Ndinotenda kuti muZimbabwe tava anonzi maima mastart centers mawomen start centers ekuti vakadzi vanokwanisa kuenda vachinotariswa. Izvi hazvibhadharwi kunyanya ava vanenge vapfuura makore 40 years, kungogara waenda unotariswa. Nekuti vanotaura vachiti ivo kana kuchinge wakurumidza kuonekwa, naizvozvo unokurumidzawo kubatsirikana. Kana wakurumidza kubatsirikana, machances akowe ekurarama anowedzera. So zvakanaka kuti utsvage mafree start center iwaya, woona kuti kwaungaenda ndekupi kuti unotariswa, uchekwe kunyanya izvozvo zvecervical cancer. Nekuti vanotaura kuti anenge akurumidza kuonekwa kuti ndo zvaitika izvi, anokurumidzawo kubatsirikana. Kana akurumidza kubatsirikana, anorarama.
Zvimwe izvo necancer yezamu, breast cancer nezvimwewo zvakadaro, munhukadzi unongogara wakangogadzirira nguva dzose.
Haiwa,
tinotenda mai Chenai Mutambasere kuti munge muri pachirongwa chedu nhasi unouyu muchitibayirawo mazano nezvakatsaukana zvinotarisana nemadzimai. Handi nyore kuva mudzimai. Ekupedzisira mashoko kune avo madzimai ari kudiaspora, mungati?
Ndingati ndinoti kunyanya vari kudiaspora, ndinoziva kuti kazhinji kacho vakamirira dzimba, vanenge vakamirira dzimba dzemudiaspora, vomirira dzimba dziri muZimbabwe. Tichidaro ndinoti madzimai, pamberi naro basa, tiri kugona. Zvese zvamuri kuita izvozvo, iwe pawakamira ungafunga kuti zvishoma, asi zvishoma izvozvo zvine kwakawanda kwazviri kubata. Tinongoti Mwari aramba achitisimbisa tigokwanisawo kupedza iwo matano atakapiwa kuti tipedze naMwari. Ndinotenda kuti vachatikwanisa.
Haiwa, ndinotenda na vane nzeve vanzwa. Tozosangana mune chimwe chikamu charamba chingokudaidzai, sezvo muri nyanzvi kudai inoona nezveshanduko, inoona nezvebudiriro mune zveupfumi. Tatenda zvikuru mai Mutambasere.
Ndatenda.
Yebo ke, kuyezwakala PJ. Yes, siyakwamukela uhlelo Nkosazana Ncube. Ungazitsho nje ngebizo ukuthi ungubani khona ngapha. Yebo ke, memory udaba esiluhluzayo lamhlanje ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla. Siyabona ukuthi impahla, intengo yempahla ikhuphukile ezitolo, kwenzakala njalo khona ngapho kwele South Africa kunjani?
Okay, yeah, into zikhuphukile kakhulu emalangeni wona la mina namhlala ngizibuza nje ukuthi kwenzakaleni. Ngiyabona i-2 liters ye-cooking oil for example, kubo January, February, I think ibikubo 40 rand, 50 rand khona lapho, but manje isikubo 150. So into zikhuphukile sivile, lathi nje njengabantu sebesizibuza ukuthi kanti yini ebangelini ukuthi izinto zikhuphuke kangaka.
Kwele Zimbabwe bayakhala abantu ngokuthi lanxa intengo yempahla ikhuphuka, umholo wabo awukhuphuki. Kuyafana yini la khona ngapho kwele South Africa? Impilo sinzima.
Khona akuyafana to an extent because mina ngizokhuluma about personal experience. Yathi intombi right now masikhuluma kanjani into zikhuphukile. But uthole ukuthi emsebenzini i-salary ayikhuphukanga or ma ikhuphukile maybe ikhuphuke ngabo 500 rand or 300 rand into ezinjalo. So izinto zikhuphuka kufani i-personal experience ukuthi kukhuphuke ngama-salaries as well.
Yes.
Mama bewakhuphuze bewakhuphula bewakhuphula ngemali liyani ukuthi lawo uzobona ukuthi kuyabhalansana le ndlela izinto ezikhuphuka ngakhona generally nje.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa. Sesinanzelela njalo ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe iningi lithembe mina abantu omama babo dadewabo abasebenza kwele South Africa labanewabo. Lokho kuseneliseka yini ukuthi libaphathise ekhaya?
Uxola ngizanga kuhle last part ye question.
Yeah, singathi siyananzele ukuthi abekhaya bathembelina ukuthi libaphathise. Lokho kuyenzakala yini? Lokho liseneliseka ukuphathisa abekhaya. Ungaqalisa nje ngokubona banganini bakho la ngomzekeliso wakho nje mathupha.
Mina ukuphathisa lokho Patisa, because at the end of the day, we have not a choice to go to Uganda. Abadala abangezake bese ngendlala. Wena senza khona lokho okuncane okwenzayo. So ngiyabona kungcono ukuthi ngisacrifice at least bengathola ama basics kuphela. Okunye lokhu sizophela sibona.
Yebo,
ukuthumela sisathumela sibili but akusafani lakudala but kuyabungela choice futhi ukuthi vele ungayenzani, you know.
Manje okusuka kuchiphe kuyini ukuthi umuntu athumele impahla kumbe imali?
Mina ngithumele imali. Angithumele imali in that sense because ungathumela imali sometimes uyathola ukuthi vele uyibona maybe banezikweleti zabo ngale or banezinye izidingo zabo abazifunayo ezifuna imali. Uthola ukuthi inyanga isiphakathi sebekhompena ngenzala futhi. So what I do is kulama-online shopping stores or laba ababiza ama-runners. Ngiyaplace i-order yami kibo ngilapha. Ngibanikeza i-grocery list yami. Bangitshela ukuthi izongikhosta imali engaka including ama-service fees wabo. Then ngibabhadala imali leyo and then ibona ekhaya sebehamba sebesiya-collecta kwi-grocery. Ngithumela ma kuyimali maybe masekuyimali ye-school fees or imali yamaphilisi kulo muntu ogulayo or mama yagula or baba yagula or abantwana bayagula. Yilapho engithumela khona imali. Otherwise isikhathi esiningi vele uhamba kwi-grocery bona bayamukela sokuyi-grocery.
Yebo ke
ama-runners wona lawo.
Ye, ama runners yibo bachiphile okwedlula omalayitsha kumbe sokungulunyawo lutsha lokuthumela.
Mina ngibona kungcono sometimes omalayitsha ngoba angithi bayekwazi ukuthi vele asila choice ekhaya kumele uthumele so imali eningi kakhulu ngoba babe bekwazi ukuthi vele whether yafuna or akafuni uzothumela kuphela. And then ma sukompare ama-runners kungcono ngoba already babe besekhaya ma into yabo beyidurisile maybe bayidurisile nge-extra 5 rand or extra 10 rand or extra 20 rand but at the end of the day mina ngibabona besibachipa ukudlula omalayitsha.
Ye, kodwa basebenza kuhle yini? Basebenza njani? Likhululekile ukusebenza labo ukuthi singathi ku-safe, akula ukuqelibezela. Njalo ungathumela ingxenye yini oyithumelayo njenganxa uthumela kumalayitsha?
Mina i-runner yami engilayo she's very reliable. Akakangihluphi. Angazi maybe usazotshintsha ngokuya kwesikhathi but hayi akakangihluphi. Ngiyamali yakhe ngapha e-South Africa because i-business yakhe is registered nge-South Africa. Ngiyamfakela imali yakhe ku-akhawunti ngapha. Yena uyathatha i-grocery list yami ayipakishe izinto engabe ngithe ngiyazifuna because omama basemakhaya nale emaphandleni abese siyazifaka emabhasini kibo amabhasi la aya kubomama emaphandleni. So for now, Agara and Shupi, we have a very good business relationship. And I must have fair candy, who would want to make a business like a Mysicola, Pelaban, and my friends, Mysicola, Chinjaniti. It's a visa. So, me, over my seven son, I will say severe.
Wong is in Jela, in Lawing Ali Kai, I will say Ting is a Kai, I will say Kai, what in Madame Fagelinga. Yeah, kwenza kube lula la ukuthi ungahamba usiyathenga impahla usiyalayichisa ubhadalisa lokhu nalo.
So it's very convenient.
Yeah, ngizwe usithi she is kungabe kungumuntu wesifazane yini ukuthi ukuthi laba abesifazana sokubanika ama business.
Mina umuntu engisebenza la umuntu wesifazane.
Mhm. Ngezinye indlela lokhu kungabe sokudalela imisebenzi abesifazana labo ukuthi bayenze engalangozi njengokuchayela.
Kakhulu.
Ye kuyezwakala. Kodwa li nje nxa licedisa abekhaya liyalandela konke okwenzakalayo yini. Njengokuthi liyabona kwempahla yentengo litshelwa yiba ama runners liyayizwa lokuthi ama school fees asekhwelile. Esikhathini esedluleyo sike saxoxa ngodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza khona ngapho kwele South Africa. So kuthule yini kulezi nsuku kuyasebenzeka kumbe lokhe kuqhamuka lapha lalapha?
Kuyaqhamuka lapha lalapha. Iviki leyedlulileyo bengizila online ukuthi bese Alex. So kusasekhona angazi ukuthi into ezophela kumbe njani angazi but khona kusasekhona.
Okusho ukuthi abantu bayaqiniseka. Yeah, ngaqhubeka.
Bayaqinisela yokuqinisela nje ukuthi vele wabungela choice uzokwenzani. You know but khona kusasekhona vele.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Nxa uxoxisana labangani bakho abavela ekhaya kumbe abanye abasebenza siyabona njalo ukuthi lanxa sizikhulumela lapha uzikhulumela uwedwa kodwa ukhona kunhlanganiselela amalungelo eZimbabwe community in South Africa unganjethi kuyini elikutholayo ebantwini nxa bexoxisana ngenhlanganiso bakhala ngani bathi okuhlupha ikuyini kakhulu abeZimbabwe
okwamanje abantu bayukuthi vele baconcent ngendaba yamaphepha yenale baconcent yiyo indaba eyi-stress esikhulu kakhulu ebantwini abaningi because it affecta in a very very negative way and in a very big way so yiyo iproblem engathi abantu yabawarid ngayo kakhulu right now ukuthi nxa igovernment yala ekhaya ingatshintshanga umcabango wayo yasizwela sizoyenzani after December. Sizophephela kuphi
ngalezo oye ukuthi basalindele isinqumo esivela kuhulumende lina kathesi kukhona ulwazi elibanika bona lona yini kumbe lani lisalindele
sisalindele lathi silindela esembeni nje ukuthi maybe i-conscious yabo will appeal to them ukuthi ngabantu laba njengathi masibalahlela iganga kanje siyabe sisithi bayenzeni ithi sintshe umcabango because sokuvaniwe yonke imizamo ukuthi kungakhulunywa lahulumende sizame ukuba soften inhliziyo and all that akukathembiso kwamanje.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Manje bona labo kodwa emsebenzini akukahluphi ukuthi lokhana abanye babe sibank sebesithi kuvalwa amabhuku abemsebenzi sebefuna ukubona ukuthi umuntu lamaphepha aqondileyo yini. Ababuya abanye belitshela ngakhona okumbe kuthule abantu abaqha kuvuma ukuthi hayi kusalungiswa okweZimbabwe.
bakhona abalokuza benesikhalazo ezinjalo ukuthi ayemsebenzini sebekubuza ngendaba nje emsebenzini bafuna incwadi le ebuyomafezi ebikhuluma ngendaba yamaphemithi nezinto ezinjalo. So khona vele ifektha ngikhona siqalele ukubonakala vele ukuthi mayengalunganga le ndaba vele sisenkingeni.
Okay.
Enginalani sengengathola ama-messages like from ibank. Ngiyinjalo ukuthi kumele ngizo update information yami because i-permit yami iya expire ngo-December.
Hey, ngabona kulukhuni nqa abantu bethembe khonoko.
Eh, kona kulukhuni vele because at end of the day i-bank the minute i-permit i-expire angithi bayafreeze izinto zakho as long as ungahambanga le permit yesi-renewal. Ukuthi bayayi-updatha. So hey, bona abantu abaningi sisevalweni shem, sisevalweni.
Ye, yeah. Khathesi ngakahle sokulindelwe kuyini ukuthi kwenzakale, sibone ukuthi umnyaka uyahamba sesiphakathi laphakathi komnyaka kathesi, lingabe lilindeni uDisemba yini?
Ngibona kanjalo ukuthi abantu sebe ayi isihlale silinde sibone ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani ukuthi uDisemba mayefika ngoba aba bambathi akula nokuthi singayenzani ama-waiver la bathi siwa-aplayele abantu abaningi they don't qualify for ama-waiver lawo. They don't qualify so even if ungaze uthi uya-aplaya it's obvious ukuthi you are going to be rejected because you don't fall under a critical skill.
Okay.
And futhi angezwa umuntu oseke wathi u-applyele for i-waiver leyo and waba successful. So
asazi. Yeah, sokuyikuzwa ngayo uhulumeni, sokuyikuma kuzwakale ngayo uhulumeni. Kodwa lani liyavuma phela ngelikubona khona ngapha kwele South Africa ukuthi ngempela abasebenza khona ngapha beZimbabwe yibo abathwele imizi eminingi ekhaya.
Abantu basebenza South Africa abaningi vele babathwele imizi ekhaya. Ngoba bathwele imizi ekhaya ukuthi vele leyo nto leyo as much as it was affected thina bangaphe South Africa from emsebenzini emabhenki and all that, it also affects abantu ekhaya ngale because ma ngiyamisa emsebenzini because i-permit yami isi-expire. It means umama lobaba abasela kuze ekhaya. It means abantwana abaseziyo esikolo, you know, izinto ezinjalo. So both of affects vele, it affects a lot of people in a very big way.
Mhm. Ye njalo labo ke ade sisiza ukuthi labo bengabe bebangile betshontsha kumbe bebangile izehlakalo zodlakela khona ngapho kwele South Africa bavela kwamanye amazwe ke ngoba siyasibone lapha ebulenjini bekuzilibaziso beinternet ama Facebook ama WhatsApp abantu besithi hayi abantu bezimbayekeli ukungena ku-crime ukube besenza kungekho besephula imithetho. Ilokhu iphuma yini imbiko enjalo ukuthi weZimbabwe la uficakele lapha lalapha ngoba abanye abazali bathunyelwa imali etshontshi wena.
Mina I think thina amaZimbabweans becoming some sort of I don't know if ngisebenzisa ibala eli-right ma ngithi black sheep anyway. So of course amaZimbabweans akhona abaganga ulaye South Africa ngithi but because of that shot ukuthi we are always in the spotlight for a lot of reasons.
Wo usho ukuthi lokugcona lanxa kubengenzanga lutho.
Sometimes I think I've said this before ukuthi akusima zimbabweni kodwa ayenza i-crime ngithi not that ukuthi this is something to justify but akhona amanye amazwe anabantu abayenza that crime but for that state ukuthi vele amazimbabweni I don't know if ukuthi ngathi they are easier I don't know ukuthi ngisebenzisa ibalelo right yini but that thing very ukuthi yonke into ithusha ngamaZimbabweans. Kuthiwa umuntu kulabantu ababuleweyo kuphi kuphi, uzathola ukuthi out of 5 people maybe kulo mZimbabwe no one. But because abanye amaZimbabweans very somehow they are famous for being notorious like South Africa, then it affects everyone that way.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Kodwa labana sokungcono yini ukuthi lanxa umuntu elamaphepha akhe eneleyo, izizalwane ze-South Africa zithi hayi abasafuni bantu bokuza nxa bengekho kuma-critical skills, njengoba sike sakhuluma ngakho laphana ukuthi bathi hayi lanza benelisa ukuyizwa. Alizwe abanye abahlukuluzwayo njalo.
Because vele learning nje ukuthi amaZimbabweans they must go, or amaZimbabweans is gang like South Africa, amaZimbabweans local and lokuyana isasekhona ikhona. Angazi ukuthi abantu basazotshintsha or ama South Africans asazotshintsha the way abafila ngakhona ngamaZimbabweans, angazi. But for now ikhona vele that thing yokuthi the other day I was listening to an audio, a research letter to WhatsApp, a police officer, a warning to ama motorists. If you are going to be on the highways, and abantu laba ababambe inkunzi ngamaZimbabweans, so which means abantu kumele they have to bangena ama streets in Batoitoyi because of that. And I was saying to myself that no baba, umuntu omthetho. Akala proof yokuthi uza ngamaZimbabweans la omebhulayo angazi, but yena as umuntu omthetho waye kumele kuthiwani a-insight-e ukuthi i-violence ukuthi kube ne-violence, because obviously abantu ma sebedoyidoya kuba ne-violence phakathi angithi. So why epushele abantu ekuthini kabayidoyidoya bedoyidoya against amaZimbabweans?
Ye, kuyezwakala. Sake sabona lesikhathini esedluleyo abanye begcona ke umphathintambo kahulumende obona kwenzakala ekhaya umnumzana Motsoaledi, kodwa sambuzwa yena la isithi hayi ke nakazange athi uyasekela i-Operation Dudula, yena ubefuna ukuza ukuthi kwenzakeleni. So ngezinye indlela uhulumende we-South Africa yena uthi hayi ngakukhuthazi lokho.
Ngisho njalo sibili, but abantu balengqondo abale bezicabanga bona bebodwa. So isuka ibe nzima khona lapho ekuthini of course i-government izokuthi hayi thina asivumelani layo le into, but abantu umphakathi khona lapho elokishini belo bona babe be-100% sure. For some reason babe 100% sure, or bazetshela ukuthi ba-100% sure ukuthi ngamaZimbabweans kuphela a-create crime la South Africa askisi. So i-government sometimes iyahluleka ukuthi ingabahlupha kanjani ukuthi or maybe babonise indlela ukuthi hhayi akumelanga licabange kanje, kumelanga lenze kanje because you think 1, 2, 3. Because umuntu angafuni ukuyenza into afuna ukuyenza, akula muntu ongakwanisa ukumstopha. Because uyabe determined ukuthi vele ngiyakwazi ukuthi ubani or abantu abanje yibo abayenza 1, 2, 3.
Ye, kuyeza. Hayi, khona nje kodwa bekhona abanye abazisebenzela kuhle abale msebenzi yabo emahofisini.
Bona bakhona shem, but babe sebefela khona lokho nje ukuthi umuntu ngumZimbabweni, umuntu abe seyifela yena leya.
Yes, njalo lona lolu udaba esikhuluma ngalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ahlezi njani khona ngapho, bancedisa njani abanye bekhaya, njengoba sibona umnotho unje sizwa abanye bekhala khona ngapho ukuthi lakhona ngapho kwele South Africa intengo isikhuphukile yempahla, amafutha ezimoto awuhambisa wepetulo kuyafanana lebo dizili lani. Njalo ingcwethi yesicubungula izomnotho zikhuluma ngokuningi nje ukuthi le mpi ye-Ukraine le-Russia konke kuya-affect. Ungathi kini kubi kakhulu yini kumbe hayi kuyahlaleka akusoze kufanele?
ngoba imali yena eSouth Africa inesisindo ngicana ngazuthi ngifaka ngendlela right
yeyona
imali yena eSouth Africa inesisindo ayifani leyakithi kusahlaleka angazi maybe ngokuya phambili izinto zizoba wesi or zizoba kuya zibe ngcono angazi but uma ngingakompeya ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya lokuhlala la ngibona kungcono ukuthi ngihlale la because la even ngingathengisa amatamatisi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngibaphilise ekhaya.
Mhm. Ngezinye indlela lanxa khona ngapha impahla zikhuphukile into engoyikhuphukile kungcono.
Yeah, ayikhona kungcono akufani lokuthi mnaya busekhaya.
Ye manje njoba sibona ukuthi lakho ekhaya bakhala ngentengo yama school fees lokunye okunjalo abalisi labo bathi abaholisa kwesinye isikhathi bakhalala umsebenzi. Iningi labo esifazana liboni kungcono yini ukuthi lilethe abantwababo befunde khona lapho kwele South Africa kumbe behlale ekhaya nje phakodwa nje ngisho labo abalamaphepha lakho konke.
Kona kuyabe kungcono ukuthi abantwana sibalethe ngapha yithi but then ungakhangela i-security or i-safety yangkhona because my xenophobia for example ingavuka la which means sokumele ngibaleke ngigcwale iganga lonke lo mntwana ekubeni ekhaya ebeyazi ehleni even ekhaya ebeyabe ezihlalele esafe of course i-school fees sakhe sikhuphukile or siyadura but uhleli usafe akulasimo sokuthi ehlale e-alert for any form of violence engavuka ukuthi soke amele umuntu abaleke endlini and all that.
So like
for me mina into engayikhangelayo nale ukuthi ma ngingabaletha lapha that state ukuthi izinto lapha is not 100% guaranteed because they told us sometimes ama South Africans abekho happy nge service delivery somehow they will find a way or kuzohlanganisa lama foreigners phakathi uthola ukuthi ama foreigners were being attacked for that and then uma ngilabantwana lapha ngibaleka yiye ngathi ngibaleka njani asikho ukuthi ngizothona sengibaleke ngathi abantwana. So ikho ngase ngikhethe ukuthi hayi ngcono abantwana behlale befunde khona ngale ekhaya of course i-school fees sizokhwela siyadura and all that but ngiyazi ukuthi lapha bakhona ba-safe and inhliziyo zabo zihleli phansi.
Yebo kuyezwakala besibala njalo nje kuphephandaba Lady Chronicle izolo betshengisa omunye wesifazane ukuthi ubuyile wazotshiya abantwa bakhe kuthiwa ngama triplets abangu 3 wabatshiyela abazali bakhe kodwa abazali uncedo besithi kabancedisi ngabantwana bona laba abathathu njalo abanye wayebachile vele bavele bakhangela abanye futhi ababili ubatshelile wathi la impilo inzima egoli nampa abantwana bezibonela abazali sebedinga uncedo. So siyabona ukuthi abanye baletha umthwala kulo sizwe
yikho kusuka kube neproblem khona lapho ukuthi usuthwala abantwana uhamba abathi ekhaya usukhohlwa ngabo ukuthi uthiya abantwana ekhaya uyabusithi abazali abasebenzi babasapota njani abantwana yilapho sisuka sibe futhi siphambanise khona thina njengabantu. Of course ama-problems akhona i-life iba nzima but ukuthi ungahamba uyekhalalela abazali abantwana ekhaya uthi ngoba i-life nase yegoli inzima ukuthi uhambe ukhohlwe uyofikeke kwi-R50 or kwi-R100.
Siyabonga nkosazana Memory Sincube isizalwane ke seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa njalo ekuZimbabwe community in South Africa ukuthi ubusixhasile kuhlelo lwethu. Olivalelisayo yimi ke usithandekile ngikhona pha eWashington DC ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.
Ayiwathi vatangotorawo mukana wekutenda maiche nai mutambasere vatange tiinavo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi apo tange tichipanana mazano eraramo muzimbabwe panguva yakaoma kudai nguva yekuoma kwezveupfumi hwenyika kwezvekutamburira mhuri dzedu Maimitamba sere inyanji inongorora vizu mfumi nebudiriro. Mwa anisu atakanaka. Ndini ndini kasete sere maya. Zingane ishikare.